Hello everyone, you're listening to another round of Callum's Curious Creatures podcast, a special type of podcast where you'll learn some interesting animal facts from your local know-it-all of wildlife whiz, me. Don't get too tangled in today's facts, as terrific tarantulas are the focus of this week's podcast. Arachnophobic people beware. So enough yapping from me, and more yapping about these creepy crawlies. Tarantulas are a species of hairy, scary spiders that can be found all around the world, such as Mexico, South America, Australia, and Africa, just to name a few. Tarantulas are considered to be the largest species of spider in the whole wide world, and are estimated to be up to 12 centimetres long on average. However, that's nothing compared to the Goliath bird-eater spider, a tarantula that can grow to the size of dinner plates and has an appetite for birds. And speaking of appetite, let's talk about how these spiders hunt. For a tarantula, their grocery list consists of lizards, frogs, birds and small mammals. Being venomous, tarantulas use their dagger-like fangs seeped in deadly toxins as spears to bring down prey. But that's not the worst part. After the prey succumbs to the spider's venom, the tarantula will then inject digestive enzymes into the unfortunate victim's body, essentially turning their inside into a milkshake, to which the spider slurps up without any remorse. They say nature can be cruel, but this is just downright disgusting. Here's a hair-raising fact for all of you. Did you know that tarantulas can use their own hairs as a hidden weapon? No, they don't house a legion's worth of nits, but they can fling them out from their abdomens, causing extreme irritation to those unfortunate enough to be on the receiving end. Talk about bad hair day. But that's about the worst they can do to you, as a tarantula's venom may be lethal to their prey, but to humans, many describe it as about as painful as a bee sting. And to add insult to injury, tarantulas are absolutely petrified of humans, and they would much rather scuttle away from confrontation, similar to how anybody would run away screaming at the sight of them. However, that doesn't mean they treat each other the same. When mating, the female tarantula often devours the male to show their romance. This behaviour is quite common for spiders, as females tend to be much bigger and stronger than the males, and having their partner for pudding helps the spider to go that extra mile to ensure her babies are in perfect shape when born. Despite all of this gruesome gospel, this doesn't stop some people from owning tarantulas as pets. That's some nerve they've got there. Well, I believe that's all I've got to say for now, but stay tuned for next week, as I'll have some more curious creature facts for all of you to enjoy. So for now, it's a farewell from the walking, talking encyclopedia of wildlife itself. Callum, see you later!